among you is wise and understanding. Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have a bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be boast and tell lies against the truth. The wisdom is not that which comes down from above, that is earthly, natural, and demonic. From where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. Boast. Here the word is different than the verse 5 boast. Here it means to boast at the expense of another, or boast against, exalt over someone or something, or degrade another. Any boast or arrogance is for glorifying oneself. Both boast and a lie are working against the truth. Again, James exposes the religious hypocrisy's lifestyle by creating a public impression, an outward show, dissembled to cover up their real purpose and motivations. They're play acting as religious, but inside are filled with bitter jealousy and selfish ambition. They stir up disorder and all kinds of evil things wherever they exist. Such wisdom is earthly, fleshly, and demonic. In James 1:26, he says, if anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. James was warning us to be very careful with our heart and motives, knowing that the sin we used to have has affected and influenced our Christian life. But thanks be to God, who has given us a new heart, that we can live our lives for Him. Our peace and joy from God once were taken away by the misusing of our own tongue, but now we learn to use our tongue through the wisdom of God. Verse 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Finally, James pointed out the real issue is the heart. What restores in people's heart will be manifested through their words and deeds. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is the capacity to understand and function accordingly. As a result, to act wisely, as verse 13 says, who among you is wise and understanding, that he may show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. We all know that proverbs called wisdom literature. In Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. God is the source of divine wisdom. Turning to God, acknowledging Him who is creator of the universe, the giver and the provider of life, will open a heavenly window for us to gain wisdom. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach. It will be given to him. Our wisdom for life comes from God. It will eventually help us to control the tongue and be a blessing to others. The characteristics of wisdom from God are listed 15 of them for you to look at. Finally, we come to the application. First, guard your mouth. There is a time nonverbal behavior is better than words. The tongue problem is a universal phenomenon. The only way our town can be subdued and tame the world under control is if we submit it to the control of the Holy Spirit. The power of God will enable us to do so. I want to give you one Bible verse as an illustration. 1 Peter chapter 3, 1-2 says, "In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior." Second, words of grace. There's a time for women to speak up with wisdom. Proverbs 31:26 says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and instruction of kindness is upon her tongue." Speaks with wisdom, words of uplifting, words of edifying, exalting, encouraging, words of hope, words of love, words of healing. Your words should be tuned with the grace of God. Speak life rather than speak knife. I just made up this. Words have power, sisters. Third, clean your heart. Forgive others who have hurt you with their uncaring words. Be merciful. Have you ever said anything to someone that was so sharp? It sounded like you were attacking him or her. Were you shocked to realize that you could see something so ugly and derogatory and lead you to regret? We are all guilty of saying ugly things from time to time, simply because we all have tongues. I know that words can be forgiven, but it cannot be forgotten. If you keep dwelling on them, it will be like drinking poison to yourself. The only antidote is through forgiveness. Proverbs 19:11 says, "A man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook the offense." Before you work on your words, work on your heart. Here is my personal experience of forgiveness. After I became a Christian in China, the first thing the Lord asked me is to forgive my earthly father. It wasn't easy for me from the beginning, since those years of trauma I had in home. I have a lot of anger and hatred towards my dad. I pray to God. I have to learn to trust in him that he will take care of my fears, heal my wounds and a broken heart. Little by little, I experienced the love of God and peace of God because his forgiveness of my sin. I decided to forgive my dad. Years have gone by. God has been walking his way miraculously into my life. By his grace, I have forgiven my dad completely and reconciled. Our relationship has reconciled. Now I pray for him, pray for his salvation almost every day. I hope that today's message would encourage us to create a recovery operation to fix the mess which we created with our words of unkindness. Forgive others' offenses and ask for forgiveness also. The fourth one, be a peacemaker. Be at peace with God through the gospel. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." The last one, read the Proverbs every day. God bless you, my sister, and let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the book of James. And thank you for your come before you that we do confess that we made mistakes by our tongue, but we spoke words that we shouldn't say. We ask you for forgiveness, Lord. And I pray, Lord, from this day on, and help us and to wisely use our tongue for your use, Lord, and for bring life, hope, love, and hope, and good things, blessing to people around us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.